Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today the death of liberty. Do you see that taking place? Are you concerned about it? What are your positions on that? What questions or comments do you have to the broadcast and the opinion of this show today when we talk about the death of liberty? It is a very, very deep concern of mine. I pray that it is of yours. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that just recently Nancy Pelosi said that our capitalistic system has failed us. And I'm quoting her, we need to change it. Then AOC and all of her genius just said that we need to abandon the Constitution and replace it with a better one. And ladies and gentlemen, let me just prove that point by pointing out to you a recent survey that was done on the campus of the University of Florida. University of Florida campus. Here's an article. Shocker. A young American signed a petition to kill the U.S. Constitution. Now listen very carefully before I read about 3 or 4 or 5 pertinent sentences from this article. Those on campus of the University of Florida, as well as most of the university campuses across America, contain, if I can use that term, the campus body made up of those that are voting, those that are of voting age for the most part, and that will be in charge of the direction of our nation, be in charge of the direction of everything that's called leadership, spiritually, morally, ethically, and politically, in the United States of America for the foreseeable future. If Jesus tarries, if the rapture tarries, we're going to find these folks that are making these statements and stand with these principles that will be in charge of your life and my life from the standpoint of medical health, from the standpoint of political ideology. They will be in full control and full charge. This is the reason it's so disconcerting to me to read this article. Shocker, young American signed petition to kill the U.S. Constitution. There's a lot of outdated things in that nowadays aren't even accepted. Subtitle. Ahead of Constitution Day on Friday, dozens of University of Florida students who were asked if they believe the U.S. Constitution is still relevant today signed a petition to abolish the Constitution and create a new, quote, more inclusive document, end quote. A reporter from Campus Reform found many who believe the nation's founding document is outdated and should be scrapped. Now, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully before I read further. This is not just some, not just a few, but all that were interviewed on the campus. Now, this is not saying 100% of the campus, but 100% of those that were interviewed made those kind of statements. Here are some of those statements. They're talking about the U.S. Constitution. It has to be abandoned, one student said. It was written in the late 1700s. It wasn't written for the 21st century, end quote. Another one said, there's a lot of outdated things in there that nowadays aren't accepted at all, end quote. Another student said, it should be abolished. It's time for a new constitution, end quote. The Campus Reform reporter, Ophelia Jacobson, asked the students if they believe the Constitution is a symbol of patriarchy. All said yes. All, A-L-L, said yes. Another student said, the time period was rich old white men. And that's exactly what the document says, and that's all it stands for. That's all it vouches for, one student stated. Another one claimed the Constitution is the root of all problems in America today. Hear me. That is a student that is in a university class to become a graduate with some graduate or postgraduate degree that's making that statement. The Constitution is the root of all American problems, end quote. Another student says, it's one of them. You can also lead it back to capitalism, the student says. In other words, as a result of the Constitution, we have capitalism, and that student believed that capitalism was wrong and ought to be abandoned, just as Nancy Pelosi has recently said that our capitalistic system has failed too many, and we need to change it. Now, that is the fast track from Nancy Pelosi's mouth in relationship to what they're planning and the U.S. House of Representatives, the socialist Marxist Democrats in control. They're talking about abandoning the greenback. They're talking about abandoning what is called the monetary system and putting in place a e-currency, a federal currency, which would be just like Bitcoin, where everything that you have, everything that's called your funds and your money, will be on your cell phone, be on your computer. And if you do not follow the heed, if you do not heed to the warnings and the directives of Barack Hussein Obama's administration for the third term through Barack Hussein Obama to Joe Biden, if you do not follow it, all they've got to do is by the push press of a button, cancel any credit you have, any funds that you may have in your bank, prevent you from buying, selling, trading, and having anything to do with the medical need that you may have being met. Now, all of that, ladies and gentlemen, is not conspiracy theory. That's simply fast-tracking based on what the Bible says shall take place after the rapture of the church. Keep in mind, the next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church, where the Lord Jesus Christ snatches every believer out of this old world. Can you imagine the chaos and the confusion when the Christians are taken out? I'm sure Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo and others on the Communist Network News and other big tech and social media platforms will say, finally, those Christians that have been blocking progress, finally they've disappeared. Finally they've been taken out. But ladies and gentlemen, words cannot explain, words cannot vivify for your mind's eye to understand the chaos and confusion of this old world when the rapture of the church takes place. That's the next thing on the calendar of God. Then the man of sin, the Antichrist, will step on the scene, according to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 2 and following. And according to Revelation, the 13th chapter, because Revelation chapter 6 to Revelation chapter 18 is dealing with the period of time called the tribulation, where the wrath of God, word wrath is the Greek word thumos, the white hot anger of God is poured out upon a world that said no to Jesus Christ, that's persecuted and prosecuted the church, that has said no to Jesus Christ, that's demeaned the churches, closed the churches, etc., etc., etc. God's going to ultimately judge this whole world. But I want us to understand that that's the next thing on the calendar of God. And immediately following that, we're going to find that the stage that is being set now will come to full fruition, where there'll be no constitutional liberties, there'll be no Bill of Rights, there'll be no right to keep and bear arms, there'll be no religious liberties where you can worship as you please. It'll be a total socialist communist nation that will be in charge under the leadership of the iron fist of the Antichrist. But as these students were surveyed, it shocked me when I read the report, read this, where they want to kill the Constitution and say that it's just old white men from the 1700s and it's out of date and ought not to be used today. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you, if we'd been a nation without a Constitution, we'd be a nation adrift today. And I'm thankful for what our founding fathers did under the leadership of the Holy Spirit of God in developing and drawing our Constitution. It was written in the 1700s, one said, by old white men, and it's not sufficient for today. Ladies and gentlemen, the America that we knew 2 years ago, listen carefully, the America that we knew 2 years ago has now been toppled. It has been confiscated by the Communist Party. The political elite in America today used the man-made King Uzziah, St. Anthony Fauci, and Bill Gates, along with other eugenists, to bring about fear, panic, chaos, and a willingness to bow to the mandate of government. You hear me? The man-made pathogen called COVID, it's deadly. It's demonic. It's already taken several million lives around the globe, and lives are being lost every day as a result of the demonic pathogen. But it didn't just spontaneously come about. It was created I've got documents that will prove that from the 1999 and forward, Anthony Fauci, along with Bill Gates and other eugenists, have planned and plotted and prepared for this day. As late as 2015, they were in conference in a seminar talking about what it is, what's taking place with their preparation for a pandemic. And it was told then by Dr. Fauci and Dr. Peter Daszak that as soon as they could develop, bring about the pandemic, I call it a plandemic because of that, that they would be well rewarded. Do you realize Pfizer, just the last quarter, made $80 billion net profit? Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with the fact that the scripture says the love of money is the root of all evil. It is the result of the love of money that we have millions of lives being lost. But ladies and gentlemen, today we're witnessing millions of deaths globally. Remember, the goal of Bill Gates, hear me well, the goal of Bill Gates and the big globalist one world order elitist is to reduce the population by about 1 billion people. Hear me. That's the goal. That's the aspiration. That's the plan. That's the reason it is, in fact, a plandemic. And ladies and gentlemen, as a result of that today, millions of people are losing their freedoms. Our nation's lost our freedoms, but it's being shown up. It's being brought out by those that are being forced out of work, forced out of a job, forced out of their life's profession, forced out of the military, et cetera, by saying no to the vaccine. I'm looking at an article that says weatherman fired after 33 years on the job for refusing the vaccine. Goes out with the legendary final words. Now, I'm going to belabor this article and read you several paragraphs from it. And I do that simply because it is so poignant and so well written in relationship to what we ought to understand on a national level. With the prediction for very stormy weather ahead for the nation he loves, speaking of this weatherman, meteorologist Carl Bonack signed off last week after being fired for refusing to take the COVID-19 vaccine. Bonack had served as the weatherman in Michigan's WLUC-TV for 33 years, according to the Washington Post. Television, GRAY Television, WLUC's parent company, instituted a vaccine or else policy that went into effect on Wednesday. Bonack, quoting New York Yankee icon Lou Gehrig, famous farewell speech, announced his departure in a post on Facebook. Quote, "I'm sad, but to borrow a quote from the famous ball player, I'm the luckiest man on the face of the earth because I had a dream as a kid to be a weatherman. That dream came true, and to top it all off, I got to broadcast weather for one of the most challenging, beautiful spots in the United States. As added bonus, the people I broadcast to all over Upper Michigan were kind, so kind and encouraging. But a cloud has fallen over our great land of the free." Listen to what this man said. "A cloud has fallen over the great land of the free." After TV6 fired Carl Bonack, a beloved weatherman for 30 years, for his choice not to be vaccinated, the people of small uptown Iron Mount, Michigan, protested by the dozens of them calling the TV to boycott. "The abrogation of our liberty and freedom under the guise of a pandemic is very disturbing to me." This is the fired weatherman speaking. Hopefully, whether you lean left or right, you are to be concerned about what has occurred this last year and a half. I just wanted to go my way, do my own business, live and let live, and keep my mouth shut. But this act by the federal government through corporate America has brought me to the crossroads. Our way of life, our freedom, our liberties in America are all collapsing before our eyes. He said personal freedom should be paramount. Quote, "Many of you have taken one of these injections, and that is absolutely your right and freedom. It is also my right and freedom to choose the medical options I feel are right for me. I have authority over my own body." Bonack then laid out why he refused the vaccine. Quote, "I have decided against the vaccine option first and foremost because the manufacturers of these injections are absolutely have absolutely no liability if injury or death occurs after the shot. I ask myself, would I buy brake shoes for my vehicle if the brake company had no liability if the brakes failed? Absolutely no. So I will certainly not allow a medicine in my body from a company that does not stand behind its products. Quote, it's time to wake up, America, to what's occurring here in our nation and across the world. We're being bludgeoned with fear. I believe an effort to control us, eminent doctors, virologists, and epidemiologists who post facts contradicting the official accepted narrative regarding COVID are being censored and losing their jobs as a result. It's time to honor those who serve. For me, I honor them by saying enough is enough. I have the right to choose. We all do. If we do nothing, we will lose that right completely. Bonac concluded with a distilling of a portion of Jefferson's masterpiece in the Declaration of Independence. Quote, when tyranny becomes law, resistance becomes our duty, end quote. Those who love America and the freedom of liberty it stands for must speak up. Hopefully, it's not too late, he wrote. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I read those words because I couldn't have spoken them any more correctly or eloquently as he did. And I believe that's where we are in America today. We're watching the death of liberty, and we need to understand the death of liberty, ladies and gentlemen, well, is irreversible. It cannot be returned to what we were in before. Here's an article that says, woman goes in for a flu shot. The nurse uses the wrong vial. Maybe this wasn't an accident. Maybe they're just really trying to get everyone vaccinated, the article says. Shows the picture of the young lady, dated September 19th, 2021. Savannah Courtard, C-O-U-R-T-A-D, Courtad, signed up to get a flu shot in Fresno, California, and was very confused when she was told to come back for her second shot. Savannah later found out that Walgreens did not give her the flu shot. They gave her a COVID-19 vaccination without her consent to do so. Ladies and gentlemen, those sort of things are taking place across America today, and we need to understand the dangers of what is happening. Here's an article that says, an ICU nurse turned whistleblower exposes shocking truth about doctors and the jab. But what the media is not letting us know is just how lots of doctors are viewing the vaccination and what's going on with them personally in regard to them. An ICU nurse in New York City is now blowing the whistle and saying that they are planning to quit their jobs, their good-paying jobs as doctors and nurses, all because of the vaccine mandates issued by Joe Biden. It's being estimated that 10 to 15% of the doctors may actually quit rather than being forced into receiving the experimental vaccine. Quote, we're being pressured to vaccinate, and we see the large number of vaccine complications in the ICU and the ER that are going underreported or not reported at all. Doctors are afraid to report all these vaccine complications, even though they are clearly seeing them, said Dr. Molly James, ICU Intensive Care Unit Doctor, New York City. Quote, the serious risk of complications are coming from those with natural immunity who then receive the vaccine or booster, and frontline doctors and nurses have natural immunity after years of fighting COVID and being exposed. These vaccine complications risk coming from an unwise mandate are serious and include increased risk of strokes, heart attacks, and even death. She says, and I quote, I would estimate that 30% of the ICU patients in New York are from vaccinated complications, but nobody wants to talk about it at all. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm thankful that we have a few that's coming forth and making statements and telling the truth of what's happening. But it's gone viral in America where you have landlords, you have restaurant owners, you have business owners, shopkeepers, etc., that are being threatened, intimidated, and a mandate out of Washington. They're simply falling in line, lockstep, to destroy, to reduce, to eviscerate, to undermine our Constitution and our Bill of Rights, including our liberties and freedoms to make a decision about our own bodies. Here's an article that says Florida landlord determined to force tenants. Listen to this. Landlord in Florida determined to force tenants to get a COVID vaccination or be evicted from their apartments, even as the governor's office insists it's illegal. despite Florida governor's office calling the move illegal, an active ban on COVID mandates, a landlord who owns 1,200 apartments in south of the state and is standing by his decision to require tenants to get vaccinated or get out of the apartment. Santiago Alvarez, whose apartments are spread across 8 southern Florida buildings, announced last week that his employees and new tenants must show proof of vaccination by August 15th at the latest or be dismissed from the apartment. Current tenants in the building, concentrated in Miami-Dade and Broward counties, must be vaccinated or they cannot renew their leases. However, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' sweeping ban on vaccination passports, which took effect on Thursday, renders Alvarez's demand illegal, according to the governor's press secretary, Christina Pichot. Not only can a business owner not require vaccination passports as the condition of entry, but jobs and housing should not be threatened over a personal medical decision, she told Breitbart on the day the law took effect, criticizing the unscientific and overreaching vaccine mandate being forced on Americans by the White House and by local authorities. As a side note, it is ironic, however, that the left is all for the CDC's unconstitutional eviction moratorium, but they apparently have no problem with a landlord threatening to evict lawful paying tenants over vaccination status, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, you're finding a rush to a decision that is bowing to the idol of elitism out of Washington, an idol of elitism and power brokers coming out of Washington. Ladies and gentlemen, when we understand what's taking place with King Uzziah, Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, along with the eugenists, bringing about fear and panic and chaos and concern, and the willingness to bow to the government today, ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing millions of deaths globally. Remember, the goal of Bill Gates and the big global one world order by the elitists is simply to reduce the population by about 1 billion people. That number, by the way, is Bill Gates' figure for several years. He said the world is overpopulated. We must save the globe. And to save the globe, we've got to reduce the population by approximately 1 billion people. Ladies and gentlemen, today, our once free nation, we're seeing hundreds of thousands of people losing their jobs, their careers, being kicked out of the military, being kicked out of their apartments by the landlords. And tenants who have not taken the deadly COVID vaccination will be out of housing there in Miami-Dade County as a result of that mandate. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that makes it understood a little more clearly of what's happening. University begins disenrolling students not compliant with the vaccination rules. Campus reform, Louisiana State University has begun unenrolling students who failed to comply with the COVID-19 regulations. As a Fox 23 report, 78 students were told that they had been reassigned from the school and would be refunded 50% of their fees. Louisiana State Media Relations Director Ernie Ballard confirmed on Twitter that the students are being contacted, that they are being unenrolled from the university unless they have the COVID-19 shot. Ladies and gentlemen, here's a problem in America. We're finding business. We're finding universities. And listen very carefully, ladies and gentlemen. I've got articles in my stack where people have been refused medical care because they do not have the vaccination. We're coming very rapidly to the day and time where you will not be able to buy, sell, trade, eat, or live in an apartment, or get medical care, hospital care, doctor's care, unless you bow to the mandates of government with the deadly COVID shot, the COVID vaccination, which, by the way, those that have taken the vaccination, I understand from multitudes of articles and research that I have done that they are shedding, and that simply means that the new variants of the virus, as it is called, is as a result of the variant that is caused by the shedding from those that have already taken the vaccination that's causing further infection and further deaths and dying across the nation and around the world. Here's an article that says no process set up to request for COVID mandate exemptions. Los Angeles Police Department apparently has solved how to handle those pesky Christians and others who keep insisting on religious exemptions to mandate the COVID-19 vaccination, all of which used aborted fetus cells line for the development of testing, simply don't have a process to request one. Lawyer Daniel Watkins has filed a lawsuit on behalf of multiple workers of Los Angeles Police Department seeking to bar the city from depriving them of their rights to seek religious accommodations. Literally, ladies and gentlemen, Los Angeles says, we're just not going to take any religious exemption. If you're a religious person, if you're a Christian, we're going to ignore you as though you do not exist. You're not going to have a source that you could go to that will prevent it. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, that further points out what's happening across America. Project Veritas. Federal whistleblower goes public with secret recordings on COVID vax. Government shoves adverse effects reporting under the mat. Project Veritas on Monday released part one of the COVID vax expose. Jody Mallory, a federal whistleblower who works for the Health and Human Services, went public with secret recordings revealing the truth about COVID vaccines. Quote, the government doesn't want to show the COVID vaccine is full of baloney. She used other terms. And an ER doctor who works for the HHS, they want to shove adverse effects reporting under the mat. A registered nurse was recorded saying that she has seen a lot of vaccinated people get sick with the side effects, but not one has written to VARS, that's VARS, V-A-E-R-S, report system for CDC, because it takes a half hour to write the report. Joe Biden has imposed a COVID vaccine mandate while knowing that a lot of people are having adverse effects, even dying as a result of it. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a force today in America to bow and to bend to what the government says. Let me remind you of a text that we recently covered. In Daniel, the third chapter, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said no to the mandate, the executive order of King Nebuchadnezzar. As a result of refusing to do so, he threatened them, wanted them to bend, and they said, our God can defend us. I'm paraphrasing. It is God that we trust in. Even if you throw us in the fire furnace, our God will be able to deliver us. And that's exactly what took place, ladies and gentlemen. They were thrown in the fiery furnace, but Jesus Christ, pre-incarnate Christ, walking in the fiery furnace with them. So Jesus Christ today, ladies and gentlemen, I submit to you, he's closer than our next breath. Trust in him, honor him, faith him, follow him, and let him be our guide. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m., for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.